Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Friday and welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. Man, is it good to have a Football Friday back. We got week one of college football slate to preview all throughout the show today. Over the next 30 minutes, our guy Cole Thompson is standing by. Get his thoughts on the weekend slate. PJ Pick 5 returns. We'll give out our 5 favorite plays for the weekend. We also will preview the college football bracket. Our guy Shawnee Sharp was in the lab, made a beautiful graphic, so we will run through that. Also got to give out some more bets today. We got a couple of games on the slate tonight, college football, some baseball games as well. Went 3-0 yesterday in college football. We'll try and do it once more. We'll have Lucy Burge join us later on in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, anything college football related, if you want to talk some NFL, tour championship, whatever it may be, get in the chat, let us know what's on your mind, twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. And with all the picks and insight and analysis that we're giving out today, if you missed any part of the show, we got you covered. The Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling, folks. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Cole Thompson joins us. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire and host of SEC Unfiltered. Man, is it good to see that beautiful face again, because that means that college football is back, Cole. The wait is over, my friend. We got a great week one slate. We got a great games tomorrow. Which one are you most excited for?
There's a ton that I think you got to look into. A lot of sleeper games. How about we start off with UNLV traveling down to TDECU Stadium to take on the Houston Cougars. The Willie Fritz era officially underway. They got the quarterback, Donovan Smith. He knows how to make plays in open space. He's a great, accurate thrower. Last season was part of the reason why the Cougars stayed in games, but he did lose both of his star receivers in Matthew Golden and Samuel Brown this offseason. And when you look at the Rebels, this is a team that might be the dark horse to come out and actually punch their ticket into the college football playoff. They didn't lose Barry Odom. They didn't lose Brennan Marion, the offensive coordinator. They did lose Jaden Maiva, the quarterback, but they found a competent replacement in Holy Cross's Matt Sluka. I like their defense. This is one of those games where if the game was being played in Sin City, absolutely, I would be taking the Rebels. Keep a close eye. I don't think that you will see this be pulled away late, but I am also looking at the Rebels to make a major statement on the road. How about we talk about the game going on in Morgantown, West Virginia? Last season, the Mountaineers marched into Happy Valley, kept this thing close with the Nittany Lions before they pulled away into the fourth quarter. This feels like the season where everything has to come together if you are James Franklin and company. this is the recruiting class that you've been building around with Abdul Carter, with Nick Singleton, Katron Allen, Drew Aller. You go out and you add in the right offensive coordinator, Andy Kotlinicki. But at the same time, there is always that learning curve. We saw last week what it was like for a young quarterback to step on into a new system in DJ Uiagalelei out in Dublin, Ireland, which ultimately led to the upset that kickstarted the season. What if we see the same thing happen in Morgantown, West Virginia? The Mountaineers are not getting enough respect going into the season. They return Garrett Green. They return C.J. Donaldson. They return Raheem Green. I'm not even looking at what the line is. I'm just immediately saying that you will watch the Mountaineers roll on in. Take me home, country road. Take me to victory. Neil Brown and the fighting Mountaineers, they're going to pull off the upset win.
Man, I love it. That line's continued to drop, Cole. We were talking about it before you came on air. Earlier this month, it was all the way out to Penn State minus 10. Now on BetMGM, it's down to 7.5. That should be a good one tomorrow. The game that I think a lot of people are most excited for, Cole, throughout the network, I've been doing a bunch of shows. I've asked people, which game are you most looking forward to? A lot of people can't wait for this Miami and Florida game because of the two brands, because of what it means for both coaches, both programs. It's a tight spread. The Canes are favored by 2.5. A lot of people feel like this is the year for Miami finally to win the ACC. Cole, we know what a tough place the Swamp is to play. Who do you like tomorrow between the Canes and the Gators?
PJ, let's just start off and say, how awesome is it that we get a rivalry game to kick off week one of college football? This is one of the more slept on rivalries in the Southeastern region. Miami and Florida don't play each other enough. They should, because of the animosity between these two fan bases is second to none. And it is year three for both of these squads, but it's a fork road year in different paths for Billy Napier and Mario Cristobal. Cristobal's gone out and he's added in all the pieces on the offensive and defensive line. I've talked to somebody in the building. They truly believe that if you put them pound to pound with Georgia, with LSU, with Alabama, their offensive and defensive line would be stoic in the SEC. Take off that ACC branding and take off the Miami logo. You're looking at SEC trench play. But on the flip side, Billy Napier feels confident in the quarterback position with Graham Mertz. Eugene Wilson, I think, is the most slept-on player in the SEC going into 2024. Montrell Johnson is back for this game. He had dealt with a knee injury leading up to the performance. He will be playing tomorrow in the Swamp. And now that you have, I think, a more established leader in Ron Roberts on the defensive side of the football, Austin Armstrong can focus in on that linebacking room, which has been revamped overnight. My key line that I'm going to be looking at is third down conversions for Miami, headlined by Cam Ward. Because Cam Ward may end up being the best player in the ACC. There's a reason why he started off as the preseason ACC favorite. And also, they added in a ton of new weapons with Damian Martinez and Sam Brown, the Houston wide receiver. But if they can't convert on third down, if they give opportunities for Florida to stay in this game, that atmosphere with I Won't Back Down by Tom Petty playing in the fourth quarter is going to be the rally cry that I think is needed. Miami is going to be the better team by the season's end, but just because you are the better team doesn't mean you always are the best one to come out on top. Give me the Gators in this matchup to not only beat the spread at plus 2.5, but they're going to win outright by a touchdown.
I love it. You mentioned Cam Ward, Cole, and this week he has gained a ton of steam. He was 20-1 to win the Heisman Trophy. Now he's all the way down to 14-1. Who do you think holds up the Heisman at the end of the season?
I'm going to go with the wild card here. I've been preaching his name since last season. The fact that you're going to be playing in prime time locations to be able to establish your dominance, and also you return most of your supporting cast. How do you not like the last dance going on in Oxford, Mississippi with Jackson Dart? I love what you have with Trey Harris, Caden Priestcorn. They brought in Micah Davis, the wide receiver from Utah State. He adds tremendous value on the outside as a vertical threat. Last season, averaged over 14.2 yards per play, is a great return man. Juice Wells is also back there. And I do love what they have at Ulysses Bentley, the running back, and Henry Paris, the transfer that comes on in for Miami. But sometimes you lose quality and you have to replace it with quantity. That also shifts the way that your offensive ideologies are. And so with Jackson Dart, that's been in a very balanced offense, I think that they're going to ask him to throw a lot more. I don't mean to get nerdy on you, PJ, but this is like in the scene in the Revenge of the Sith where Anakin Skywalker is being told by Obi-Wan Kenobi, I have nothing else to teach you as you're about ready to become the Jedi Master. There's nothing else for Jackson Dart to learn. It's just now mastering it. And to be able to play on the big stage against opponents like LSU on the road, in Death Valley, against Georgia, and against Oklahoma, I think the Rebels are going to be the best team in the SEC at 11-1. I think that Jackson Dart runs his way all the way to New York City. The Big Apple is a big-time ticket for him to win the Heisman Trophy.
I mean, college football, Star Wars, we are so back. This is awesome. Cole, what about conference futures? All right, if I gave you every conference in the country, SEC, Big 12, you can go to the Sun Belt, Mountain West, whatever you want. The team that you feel the best about in college football this season winning their conference is who?
I'm going to go with the dark horse on this one, PJ. This is why we have college football back. Give me the Texas State Bobcats. I love what G.J. Kinney was able to do this past offseason, losing not just his starting quarterback in T.J. Finley, but also Jaden Delora due to off-the-field incidents. And you kind of feel like you upgraded because you landed Jordan McLeod, the Sun Belt Player of the Year from James Madison. He comes on in. It's a great style of offense. They have a very potent rushing attack headlined by Ishmael Johnson. So when you look at the wide receiver room, the passing presence, the Sun Belt Conference as a whole, and the way that they still have divisions, this is a trajectory to where you look at a team like Texas State to be able to march their way through the conference, get to 10 wins, and eventually maybe meet up with Appalachian State. Joey Aguilar and the Mountaineers are not going to go away quietly, but I do think that the Bobcats come out on top, and G.J. Kinney is pivoting his way to being one of the most sought-after coaches heading into the 2025 coaching cycle.
No question about it. As you can see right there, App State is favored to win the Sun Belt, but Cole making a good case for Texas State. Cole, before we let you go, who wins it all this season? Who do you like?
Listen, this is going to be a monumental year, one that we talk about for decades in the future of college football. But there's one team that did enough to build their roster going to a brand new conference. There's one team that we have seen reach the pinnacle, but are they able to close out in the big game? We watched it last year. And you're probably all saying to yourself, well, Cole, why are you going down to the Lone Star State? I'm not going to the Lone Star State. I'm going up to Eugene, Oregon, where Dan Lanning and the Ducks now have everything at their disposal. PJ, they have a Frankenstein monster of a roster. Big Ten offensive linemen, SEC-style defensive linemen, physical running backs that would find success in the ACC, a quarterback that's getting his MD in college football, Tez Johnson, Evan Stewart, great tight end play. Linebackers know how to catapult their way into the backfield, force dominance. I think that you will see at Autzen Stadium, them get the win over Ohio State. Ohio State gets the upset in Indianapolis, but ultimately, that salty feeling in their mouth will lead the Ducks all the way down to Atlanta to face off against the protege and the master, Kirby Smart, and Dan Lanning gets the last laugh. Finally wins the big one. Give me the Ducks to hoist up the 2024 college football national title.
Absolutely love it. He's Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, managing editor for the Texans Wire. Also catch him as the host of SEC Unfiltered as well. Cole, great to have you back, my friend. Can't wait for the season. Enjoy tomorrow. We'll talk again soon.
We're back, baby. Thanks, JPJ.
We sure are. Great stuff there from Cole Thompson. All right, let's continue to talk college football. Cole likes the Oregon Ducks to win it all this year. And look at that. Look at that bracket. I mean, if that doesn't make you feel something, I can't help you. I mean, that is a beautiful thing right there. Obviously, first year of the 12-team college football playoff. Most of you all know that by now. Automatic top four teams are into the second round of the college football playoff. So the winner of the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, and the Big 10 are going to make up your top four seeds. Notre Dame is not in a conference, so the highest possible seed that they can get is the number five seed. As you can see on your screen, I like Georgia to win the SEC this season. I'm taking Ohio State out of the Big Ten. I think it's going to be between Ohio State or it's going to be between Oregon. At the end of the day, I think Ohio State's going to be two. I think Oregon is going to be the number five team. Oklahoma State is going to be the only team that makes it out of the Big 12 this year to the college football playoff. Talked about them yesterday. I think they win that conference. And then I think this is finally the year that Miami, who hasn't been relevant really for the last 20 years, they win the ACC. I'll put Miami in as the number four team. Oregon, as I mentioned, they're going to be the number five team. They're going to play Boise State, who's going to be the group of five champion in the first round in the 5-12 matchup. Then I like Tennessee. I think Tennessee is going to play Georgia this year in the SEC title game. That Vols offense is going to be lethal. Nico is the real deal. Defensively, they got some NFL superstars. If the back end holds up enough, Tennessee is going to be a really good team this year. I have them going up against Iowa. You know, when everybody's making these predictions, they're going to have all of like the same 12 teams. But there's going to be one or two teams that nobody sees coming that makes the playoff this year. Iowa, we've talked about them a bunch on this show throughout the summer. Go look at their schedule. They don't play anybody outside of Ohio State. This is a team that very easily could win 11 games this season. If Iowa's 11-1 in the regular season, they're going to the college football playoff. I'll put them in there at number 11. Texas and Ole Miss, two more SEC teams. I'll put them in at 7 and at number 10. And then Clemson will face off against Notre Dame. I'll have them matching up in the first round. Irish, huge game, as we know, tomorrow against Texas A&M. I think if Notre Dame wins that game, they're already in the college football playoff. The way that the rest of their schedule sets up, the only other games that concern you are the home game against Florida State and then the road game at USC. But their schedule is extremely favorable. And then Clemson, I think, gets back into the college football playoff this season. I have Clemson defeating Notre Dame in the first round in the 9-8 matchup. Give me Oregon over Boise State in the 5-12. I like Ole Miss to upset Texas. Cole was just talking about Ole Miss and Jackson Dart to win the Heisman Trophy. Think the Rebels have a good season this year. And then I'm big on Tennessee. Those two teams, Tennessee and Iowa, if they meet up again in the playoff, actually played in a bowl game last year. So Nico saw that Iowa defense last year. They won that game 35-0, absolutely killed Iowa. I like Tennessee in that matchup. So then in the second round, I would have Georgia against Clemson in the 1-9 matchup, which oddly enough would be a rematch, of course, of the game that we get tomorrow. And Clemson's starting to get a little bit of money, so people maybe think that game could be close. I'll take Georgia to win that game. Give me Oregon against Miami in the second round. What a great matchup that would be if Mario Cristobal goes up against his former team that he coached against in Oregon. But I would take the Ducks in that one. I have Tennessee in a 6-3 upset over Oklahoma State, even though the Vols would be favored in that game. Obviously, Oklahoma State, the higher-ranked team because they won their conference, but I'd take Tennessee. And then Ohio State and Ole Miss in a really good game as well. Ohio State's roster is so good, though. I would take them to beat Ole Miss. So then in the semifinals, I have Georgia versus Oregon and Ohio State versus Tennessee. Georgia and Oregon might be the de facto national championship game. I mean, both of those teams are really, really good. I know Ohio State is an awesome team as well, but that Georgia-Oregon game is going to be awesome. You get Dan Lanning going up against his former boss in Kirby Smart. I'll take Georgia to win that game, and then I'll take Ohio State to beat Tennessee. My national championship is the number one versus number two team in the country. They're the number one and the number two preseason teams in the country. There's a reason they're number one and number two. There's a reason why they have the two best rosters in the country, and they have the two best, their two shortest odds to win the national title. Give me Georgia to defeat Ohio State in the national championship this season. All right, it's time for the PJ Pick 5. We went 3-0 yesterday in college football. Got three more plays coming up in tonight's games. But as for the games coming up this weekend, we will start with my favorite bet on the board this week. We talked about it yesterday. Give me Syracuse minus 17.5 against Ohio. First couple weeks of the season, if you guys kind of want help handicapping games, just look at what happened to teams in the offseason throughout the transfer portal, right? Syracuse is one of these teams that really got a big boost in the portal in the offseason. They hired a new head coach in Fran Brown, who comes over from Georgia. He was the Georgia secondary coach, and he brings some Georgia guys with him, which is never going to hurt. He also brings Kyle McCord from Ohio State with him to be his new quarterback. Syracuse is going to be a much improved team this season. They're going up against Ohio, who lost a ton this season in the transfer portal. I think it's going to be a tough year for Ohio. Their win total sitting at like 6.5. I don't think they're going to make a bowl game this season. I like Syracuse to roll tomorrow. That would be my best bet, the Cuse, minus 17.5. Also love Miami of Ohio plus 3 against Northwestern tomorrow. Miami of Ohio, first week of the season, usually does a really good job of playing Power 5, now Power 4 teams. They're not going to be intimidated by Northwestern. The talent gap is not going to be that big as well. You guys might remember former NFL quarterback Blaine Gabbert, who was a top 10 pick. His younger brother, Brett Gabbert, who's entering his seventh year of college football, has had a number of injuries, but he's healthy, he's back. He's a good college player when he's available as well. He's back for Miami of Ohio. Chuck Martin, their head coach, has been there a long time. They got a good team. Northwestern did an incredible job last season. You got to give a ton of credit to David Braun and their coaching staff for what happened with Pat Fitzgerald in the offseason. They were able to make a bowl game, surprise a ton of people. But I think Northwestern, this is a good year to fade them. I think it starts tomorrow. We'll take Miami of Ohio +3 against the Purple Cats. I also like USC +4.5 against LSU. Now, usually when the line was 6.5 or 6 and it's down to 4.5, wouldn't advise many people to take the 4.5, but this is one of those cases where I just think USC wins the game outright, and you're still getting a pretty key number in 4.5, so I would take USC. This is one of those reverse line movement games where all the money's coming in on LSU, yet the line is going the other way. We saw that happen in Florida State and Georgia Tech. With Georgia Tech, the line was moving towards them. Florida State was taking all the money, and we saw how that worked out for the Seminoles. USC is a very interesting team this season because Lincoln Riley teams usually always have national championship aspirations, expectations. He's usually always picked to win his conference. He's usually always got a Heisman front runner. He doesn't have any of that this season. They're kind of middle of the pack in the Big Ten. I think they're going to surprise people this season. I think it starts on Sunday night. Give me USC +4.5. Take them on the money line as well. My next best bet that I like for this weekend is going to be UMass -2.5 against Eastern Michigan. We are diving deep into the weeds for this game. UMass has been one of the worst programs in college football for the last 13 years. Six of those 13 years, they've either won one game or no games. But they finally have a good head coach in Dom Brown. He's with Jim Harbaugh for a couple of years in Ann Arbor in Michigan. He's a really good defensive mind. And UMass won three games last season. They bring back their quarterback. The defense should be improved. And Eastern Michigan, much like Ohio, this is a team out of the MAC that was just absolutely just depleted by the portal. They lost a ton of guys. I think a lot of people are going to look at UMass as a favorite, and it's going to shock them a little bit. They were actually -1.5, and now it's up 2.5. I think UMass is the right side. Anything under 3, I like the Minutemen. Give me UMass -2.5. And then finally, my fifth bet that I like this weekend is going to be the Clemson team total under at 16.5 against Georgia. Kirby Smart in these big matchups has a knack for kind of mucking it up and keeping it ugly. I know there's some concerns about the Georgia defense. They're not as strong in the interior as they have been in years past. They got to replace a boatload of players. They have to replace a boatload of players every single year. Like, at the end of the day, it's Georgia. They're a factory. They're a machine. They're the new Alabama. Two of the last 3 years, we've seen Georgia in some pretty high-profile early season matchups against Oregon 2 years ago and Clemson 3 years ago. You know how many points they gave up in each of those games? Just 3. Speaking of Alabama, Nick Saban, right? He kind of went through a stretch where he played a bunch of Power 5 teams to open up the season, and his defenses would always start the year strong. In 2021, Bama played against Miami. They gave up 13 points in that game. They gave up 3 to Duke in 2019. They gave up 7 to Florida State in 2017, 6 to USC in 2016. You get the point. Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, two elite defensive minds are going to have their team ready. Clemson's offense, still a little skeptical about them. We'll go under the team total for Clemson at 16.5. There it is, folks. Week 1, 5 favorite bets. Cuse, Miami of Ohio, USC, UMass, and Clemson. The 5 that we're rolling with this weekend. As for tonight, the bets that we like, we will go with Michigan State -13.5 against Florida Atlantic is the first pick that I like this today. Michigan State is a team that I actually think could be better than people think. Jonathan Smith comes over from Oregon State, and I really like the way that his teams played. They were always good on the ground game. They were always good up front. He brings a lot of his coaching staff with him from Corvallis as well. Aiden Chiles is a name that a lot of people might not know of now, but they will over the next couple of years in college football. So I think Michigan State's going to be a little more improved. Florida Atlantic, Tom Herman is their head coach. You might remember that name from Houston, and he was the head coach of Texas as well. They lost a bunch in the transfer portal. I think you guys can sense a theme here in week 1. I like fading some of these teams that lost a lot in the transfer portal. FAU's another one of those teams. I'll lay the 13.5 tonight with Michigan State. Give me Western Michigan +23.5 tonight against Wisconsin. Western Michigan returns a lot of production at a bunch of their key positions. Their quarterback's back, running back, top receiver. But Wisconsin, I don't know if I'm ready to lay 23.5 points yet with Tyler Van Dyke, right? Guy's not very good. A lot of potential, and Miami had a lot of expectations with him the last couple years. He could just never fulfill it. Year 2 under Luke Fickell. They do have Bama coming up in week three. So again, Western Carolina, we had them yesterday. We thought NC State might be saving a little for Tennessee. Maybe Wisconsin is saving a little bit as well. I think the Badgers win, but I'll take Western Michigan to cover. And then give me Stanford plus +9 tonight against TCU. I think the Cardinal win this game outright. I take them at plus +260. I really like their head coach, Troy Taylor, who's in his second year. They run a very sophisticated, very fun, up-tempo offense. And their quarterback, Ashton Daniels, is really good. And he's really tough to defend. TCU's bringing in a new defensive coordinator in Andy Avalos, who's in his first season. And I think having a new defensive coordinator with a new scheme going up against that offense and that quarterback in a week one game on the road is a tough ask. So I like Stanford plus the points. I take them with the money line as well. So Michigan State, Western Michigan, Stanford, all with the spread, like those teams this weekend. All right, let's get to our friend now, Lucy Burge here from Model Making Money. Get Lucy's thoughts on today's MLB slate. Get a college football pick from Lucy as well. Lucy, before we get your thoughts, what does the BetQL model like for today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Might get two college football picks, but first, the five-star play for today, Orioles-Rockies over 11 runs. The Rockies have gone over this in three of their last five, and they just scored 8 runs against the Marlins, who scored 12 of their own, and Austin Gomber has allowed 4 or more runs in 3 of his last 4 home outings. The ball does fly at Coors Field, so the BetQL model loves the over here of 11 runs as a five-star play.
All right, very nice. Lucy, what about yourself tonight in baseball? What are you on?
Yes, I have a Lucy long ball. Actually, I have two Lucy long balls for this evening. Jazz Chisholm to hit a home run. He hit a home run yesterday. He's got 2 home runs in his last 3 games, 4 in his last 10, 13 this season. Against Eric Fetty, he has 2 home runs and also 2 singles. So he's been hot against Eric Fetty. I think he can be hot at the plate tonight. Then Yordan Alvarez also to hit a home run. He has 3 home runs in his last 2 games, and he has hit 3 against the Phillies 2 days ago. He had 3 in 1 game at make it 28 home runs this season, and he has 10 hits in his last 7 games also. And against Seth Lugo, he is batting .600 with a home run and 3 hits. Seth Lugo also has allowed 14 hits over his last 3 starts. So I think Yordan Alvarez will have a big night this evening. And then Corbin Carroll over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in 2 of his last 3 games and 3 of his last 5. And he has 3 home runs in his last 3 games. And against Clayton Kershaw, he's batting .625 with 2 home runs and 3 singles. And Kershaw did give up 5 runs in his last start. So I think Corbin Carroll can take advantage of that and could just go over 1.5 bases.
Love it, Lucy. Great stuff there. How about in college football? We got our first full slate of the season tomorrow. Any bets that you like?
Yes. Well, first of all, Miami of Florida, -2.5 against Florida. Florida is kind of weak against the run. And last season, Miami's offense averaged the 2nd most yards in the ACC. So they have a great baseline coming into the season. I think they will get off to a hot start and win this game. And I'm taking -2.5 for Miami against Florida. And then UConn, the University of Connecticut, +19.5. This has moved to 19.5 now, was 20.5. This morning, and then move to 19.5. Still taking it. I do not think they can win potentially, but I think they'll cover. I think they have what it takes to cover here and at least slow down Maryland enough to cover this spread.
Kind of like that, Lucy. I agree with you. I think UConn keeps it close in that Miami game. That's the way I would lean as well, thinking they get the win against Florida. Make sure you guys catch Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern time with Lucy Burge and Jake Hassan. Great stuff on today's baseball slate. Lucy, always great having you on. Have a great show. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I will talk to you next week. Have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to wrap the show with PJ's play. Our guy B Mills is in the chat. UNC under B Mills. That was a great call yesterday. We were on that. Absolutely love it. Nebraska didn't do anything with that game. Florida getting them at the 3.5. I like that. I don't mind buying that up and betting the Gators. I also think if you want to buy Notre Dame up at 3.5 too, I think that is a good play. And then PJ, what is this betrayal? No Utah in the playoff, B Mills. I know. I'm sorry. I do like Utah, but I was just going through it and I was looking at some of the other teams and after making all the final edits. It was between Ole Miss and Utah, but I think there's only going to be one team in the Big 12 that gets in this year. I think it's going to be Oklahoma State. Too many good teams in the SEC and the Big 10. I think Clemson and Miami both get in the ACC. So there is good value on Utah. If you like the Utes, certainly wouldn't blame you if you like them, but I'm going to be off on Utah this year. I think Ole Miss gets in instead of Utah. As for tonight, Lucy likes Yordan Alvarez to hit a home run. I just like Yordan to get a base hit. He's our guy and going streaking, hoping to make it 7 in a row. Coming off a 3-homer game the other day against the Phillies. He's 3-for-5 in his career against Seth Lugo. I'll take Yordan in going streaking. Prop lock's going to be Zach Gallen over 17.5 outs tonight against the Dodgers. Going through the Dodgers lineup and looking it up against their splits against Zach Gallen, a lot of these guys have struggled. Ohtani's 0-for-5 in his career. Freeman, Betts, Muncie, Gavin Lux. Like, a lot of these guys don't really have good history against Zach Gallen. So we'll go over 17.5 outs recorded for Zach at home. Dog of the day is going to be Stanford tonight, +9 against TCU. Again, I just think Stanford's offense against TCU's defense, who has a new defensive coordinator, a new scheme. I also think Sonny Dykes is very overrated. TCU was a one-hit wonder, making it to the national championship game 2 years ago. They're kind of a 500 team. Stanford's up and coming with the excellent offense. You're going to enjoy that game late tonight. I think they got a chance to win it. I'll take Stanford +9 on the money line as well. And then my best bet is going to be Michigan State tonight, -13.5 against Florida Atlantic. Guys, I love fading these teams in week one that have a lot of change, that lost a lot in the transfer portal. FAU is one of those teams. Michigan State's well-coached under Jonathan Smith. They're a running football team, and they got an exciting young quarterback in Aiden Childs. I like them under the 2 touchdowns. Michigan State is my best bet tonight. Once again, our plays for today. Yordan Alvarez and going streaking. Zach Gallen over 17.5 outs recorded. Stanford +9 against TCU, and Michigan State -13.5 is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Cole Thompson, Lucy Burge. College football is back, you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Hopefully we have a lot of winners, and we'll see you on Monday.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.